The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings from here at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California, and in the United States on this planet Earth, which we all share. And of all the places we could be in this Earth, we're all sharing the surface of it and connected through the surface. Connected now through this electrical grid of wires and signals. So nice to be together. So one of the common presentations of mindfulness is that it is some form of non-judgmental, non-reactive, non-interfering attention. That somehow we allow things to appear in awareness so that they are clearly known, but we don't try to fix it or push it away or hold on to it. We don't need to get involved conceptually with judging its worth or our worth because we have this thought, this feeling, this thing is happening to us. And so one of the ways this is taught sometimes and in the Insight meditation tradition is to make the distinction between listening and hearing, where listening is something we intentionally do, actively do. Like, you know, someone says, listen to the sound from outside, and then you direct your attention in a particular way to listen to those sounds, and, you know, maybe in some cartoonish way, we're kind of like, if we're going to listen to something on our left, kind of like the left ear kind of gets bigger or stretches or something in order to hear, in order to listen. And distinct from that is hearing. And we can hear even if we're not actively listening. And so sometimes teachers will give instructions on hearing sound meditation where the focusing is on relaxing and letting things be and just letting things be heard. And so there is a selectivity process to the ear, but it's hard to interfere with what we hear unless we go over and do something about it. But just allow it to arrive and appear and be surprised or what comes to the ear, whatever sound comes, and some of it we clearly are not manufacturing. And some people find that by doing, just listening to the ambient sound, that it keeps them in the present moment in a very nice way, and it allows them to relax deeply because they're letting go of any effort to try to make something happen within them. In the same way, we have the distinction between seeing and looking. And looking is the active, and seeing is the eyes see. That's what they do. And it doesn't have to be an intention or directive to see. And you can ask someone, notice what you're seeing. And as opposed to look at, you know, the sunset. And so in the teachings of the Buddha, both kind of these are used, these ideas, but the primary one is seeing. that we're practicing, we're developing ourselves capacity to see with the mind's eye. And sometimes that's called the Dharma eye. But we're learning to see with the inner eye or inner perception. You know, there doesn't have to be choosing the organ of seeing as the inner ear or the inner perception, inner knowing, that is non-interfering, non-judgmental, unentangled with what's going on. And this ability to rest back in just a seeing, let there be just a seeing, requires a stability of mind. Because if the mind is jumping around a lot to distraction, distractive thoughts, there isn't a continuity of seeing. And the Buddha teaches the continuity of seeing over time, just settling back and observing and seeing what's there. And this is a very important capacity for attention taught by the Buddha. So, assuming a stance for meditation, a position where you are going to be rooted and established here and now, and gently close your eyes. And if there are some sounds around you, allow them to come peacefully, quietly to your ears, or receive them peacefully and quietly. Maybe as if you were listening to a symphony or some peaceful music, letting it wash over you. Not straining to hear, just hearing. Relaxing any tension between the ears or in the mind or anywhere in the attempt to hear. And let it almost be a surprise what comes. The sound of my voice. As you're hearing, maybe a little piece of your attention goes to the breathing, just enough that you're aware of the exhale, and you relax the body as you exhale. And then letting go of hearing. And instead, let there be sensing. of the body breathing. A sensing that has a quality is more like hearing rather than looking. More receptive awareness. Than an effortful awareness. Allowing whatever sensations there are associated with breathing to simply appear on their own, into awareness. Maybe on different breaths, somewhat different sensations show themselves, different locations, different intensities. Almost as if your body is a canvas and the sensations that appear are like the strokes of paint that wash across the canvas. Never quite sure what will come, but the canvas receives it. as you're feeling the sensations of breathing, a little bit on gently on the edges of awareness, let there be a relaxing in the body on the exhale. Mostly sensing the paintbrushes of sensations across the canvas. The sensations of breathing. But peripherally, gently, as you exhale, relax the mind, the thinking mind. And as you quiet the mind, relax the mind, maybe it can be like the canvas expands in all directions, becomes larger. And then imagine that you're sitting quietly, comfortably in an easy chair, gazing, watching the painting of the canvas. How it all occurs, sensations and sensing, knowing. It all occurs as something that you can sit back and just watch. Seeing without actively looking. At ease, content. A relaxed gaze of the inner eye. that doesn't need to fix or change or judge what's happening. But gazes kindly upon it from the easy chair of awareness. And settling back further. Not only looking at the breathing, watching it. Settle back without any particular direction of attention, open to everything. But with the mind's eye, just seeing what appears. Not as paint on a canvas, but as birds, butterflies, clouds appearing in the sky. Settle back and observe, watch the comings and goings of anything and everything. As we come to the end of the sitting, to gaze upon everything kindly, to gaze upon this world of ours kindly, caringly, to gaze upon ourselves kindly, caringly, maybe as if seeing, gazing kindly is at the center of all things. And the seeing radiates out and sees through yourself, sees all of yourself. Every good, bad, the ugly, it's all just seen kindly as it travels through you. And then out into the world, gazing kindly, caringly on the good, the bad, the ugly, just kindly. Caringly. And when we gaze this way with kindness and care, we don't have to be loving, we don't have to be liking what we gaze on, the people we see. But it is a wondrous human ability that we can gaze kindly with care. And may it be that our kindness, our care, becomes the most natural thing to carry with us through the world, so that we gaze upon the world with goodwill, with caring instincts. May we care for everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we walk through the world with kind eyes, caring eyes. So we can contribute to the welfare and happiness of all. Thank you.